Kentucky Education Association President Eddie Campbell said as he talks with educators around the state, he's hearing
a great deal of concern, fear, and confusion surrounding the reopening of schools.
Those fears range from staffing issues, whether the teacher shortage combined with retirements may leave schools shorthanded, to concerns about sufficient funding for high-standard cleaning and personal protective equipment. Big question marks also hang over paid leave for teachers if they are called upon to quarantine multiple times during the year. But one of the most complicated assignments facing schools is finding agreement between teachers, staff, parents, and health experts on what combination of in-person and at-home learning is the right mix. And right now, opinions are all over the map, according to Eric Kennedy with the Kentucky School Boards Association.
Some of the results, an overwhelming majority of staff and students in one district say we're ready to go back in person. In another district, it's the opposite. Many places are in the mix, 50-50. So that reflects the diversity of Kentucky and the diversity of feeling on this.
For now, districts are shooting for as much in-person instruction as is safely possible and considering ways to socially distance the maximum number of students so as to avoid disputes over masking requirements. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.